From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. A lot of Americans have been out of work a long time, but there may be some hope ahead. Applications for jobless benefits have fallen to the lowest level in more than 2.5 years. NPR's Giles Snyder says they plunged to a seasonally adjusted 368,000.
The unexpected drop is being taken as a sign the job market may be strengthening.
The fact that it dropped so much is good news. The fact the consensus was for it to rise a bit, so the fact that claims fell was actually a good sign.
John Canale is an economist with LPL Financial. It's the second straight week that claims have fallen below 400,000. Another report issued by the Labor Department shows workers boosted their productivity in the final 3 months of last year, suggesting that employers might have to step up hiring to meet growing demand. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
A negotiating team for the White House goes to Capitol Hill this afternoon to work on a long-term plan for the federal budget. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports a stopgap measure bought only a couple of weeks of breathing room.
Until now, the White House has largely sat on the sidelines in the budget debate. But now the president's team is stepping in. Mr. Obama has assigned Vice President Joe Biden, Chief of Staff Bill Daley, and Budget Director Jack Lew to work with Congress on a long-term solution. The White House team will meet with congressional leaders on Capitol Hill this afternoon. President Obama says he won't be satisfied with 2-week continuing resolutions that threaten to shut down the government twice a month. The goal now is to agree on a package of cuts for a budget that will fund the government through the end of the fiscal year in September. Their deadline is March 18th, when the short-term bill that Congress passed yesterday will expire. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
President Obama and Mexican President Felipe Calderon are about to hold a joint news conference at the White House. They've been discussing border security, drug violence, and cross-border trucking. Thousands of foreign workers and others are fleeing Libya as government forces battle rebels in Brega and other areas. The U.S., Europe, and the U.N. are donating more than $30 million to help the chaotic exodus. NPR's David Green is at a refugee camp near the Libyan border in Tunisia.
International organizations are doing the absolute best they possibly can to get in here because they're so worried about the Tunisian government being able to deal with this. And other countries are starting to get people out. Britain, for example, has begun flights out of a Tunisian city to move people to Egypt. And so aid organizations, the UN, for example, says at the moment they feel like they've gotten control of the situation, but it's one that could get out of their control very quickly if more help doesn't arrive.
The Pentagon's downplaying the possibility of military intervention in Libya, but Arizona Senator John McCain says the U.S. should consider providing air cover for rebels. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 182 points, NASDAQ's ahead 50, and the S&P 500 index is up 20. This is NPR. Suicide is still a big problem in Japan, despite a drop in the number of people who killed themselves last year. The decline was 3.5%, but more than 30,000 ended their own lives for the 13th year in a row. Authorities say the number of people blaming grim job prospects in their suicide notes has more than doubled over the past 4 years. About a third of them were in their 20s. Fighting in Ivory Coast's commercial capital has spread from neighborhoods in the north to the south of the city. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton says security's deteriorating in the West African nation amid fighting between forces backing the two men who claim the presidency.
As the continent awaits the ruling on Ivory Coast post-election crisis by African presidential mediators, tension and turmoil are mounting. Hostilities have resumed across the north-south ceasefire line, dividing Ivory Coast, that has been quiet for 6 years. In Abidjan, clashes that raged for days in the northern Abobo neighborhood have spread south to Kumasi. Supporters of the disputed incumbent president rampaged through the city's business district this week, pillaging shops owned by foreigners. The U.S. warns Americans not to travel to Ivory Coast, citing political instability as well as a rapidly declining economy. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
Abstinence education may be paying off. A study from the Centers for Disease Control found a small but significant decline in the number of teens and young adults having sex. Health officials say the number of 15 to 24-year-olds who've had some kind of sex dropped 78 to 72%. Pam Coulter, NPR News, Washington.